Body and Mind welcomes art therapist Samantha Davis to our platform. She is an internationally trained art psychotherapist living in the Western Cape. She has worked with a variety of client groups, including emotional and behavioral problems, ADHD, anxiety and depression, learning difficulties, autism, refugees, trauma, educators, the Department of Education, HIV/AIDS and orphans, in correctional services, and psychiatric, as well as corporate teams. Art therapy is an intriguing topic, but there is no formal training in art therapy in South Africa at the moment. Today, Samantha will shed some light on this practice and help us understand its importance. Welcome, Samantha.
Thanks so much, Taryn.
Samantha, I'm keen to learn more about this topic, but first, please tell us a bit about you. Who is Samantha Davis?
Sure, with pleasure. Well, I've always had a passion for creativity, psychology, working with children and people, and helping people to find a safe space to express themselves. So I started off doing an undergraduate in psychology and general education, and then I went on to do graphic and web design. And then suddenly I discovered that art therapy was an existing training, and I went to London and did my 2 years master's training in art psychotherapy. And I finished this in 2000. And after that, I came back to South Africa, and I've been working in private practice with adults and children, both individually and also running groups for about 15 years, first in Joburg and now I'm living in Cape Town.
Thank you, Samantha. Now that we know who you are, please can you explain what art therapy is all about?
Sure. First, I'll give you a bit of a history. Art therapy was a term first used in Britain in the 40s when artists started using their skills with patients in hospitals for healing. It was only later in the 1970s that in London, actually, that art therapy became an accredited profession at university levels. So in a nutshell, art therapy basically involves the use of different art materials such as clay, paint, pastels, charcoal, chalk, crayons, and objects, through which a client can express themselves and explore thoughts and feelings in a safe and contained and supportive space. So the art therapist creates the safe space, and the art therapist and the client then work together in exploring both the process of what the client has created as well as the product produced, the end result of the image. So they work together in the session to understand this. And also, one doesn't need a specific problem to attend art therapy, and it's useful for adults and children of all ages.
Okay, this sounds like a lot of fun. Do you enjoy what you do?
It is a lot of fun. I love what I do. I feel very privileged and very grateful to be working, to have a profession that I really love, and it's very playful as well.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of contribution would you like art therapy to give in South Africa?
Well, art therapy is an opportunity for people from no matter what background they come from or life experience that they've had, it's an opportunity to be heard, to be understood, to build self-esteem, to find meaning in one's life, to learn how to creatively problem solve, and in order to grow and to develop and to access one's true potential in life. And I think this is very relevant in South Africa because there's many different cultures and races and languages. And it's very often it's difficult to express oneself only through the use of words. So the art medium is very important because it offers an alternative medium of self-expression and communication. And it's often done unconsciously through the use of symbols. So a client will create an image in the art therapy process, and often it'll just happen quite spontaneously. And working with these symbols is very important because it becomes a universal language that then transcends language barriers and cultural differences. Mm-hmm. So, especially in South Africa, again, it's really relevant.
Okay. So I see, Samantha, you run various courses throughout the year. What are these courses about, and who should be doing these courses?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say that everybody can make art and that knowledge of art is not necessary or prerequisite for attending art therapy because no judgments are made on the quality of the art. Our courses are suitable for all adults, including professionals, psychologists, therapists, housewives, educators, artists, parents, students, etc., all adults, people who are interested in using the potential of art making to benefit both their personal lives and their work environment. And therapists that attend groups and workshops can also earn CPD points, which is required for the HPCSA, with the Health Professions Council. I run various different workshops, and all of them contain an essential experiential focus. But for this interview, I'd like to focus on my two newest courses. And the first one is called the Joy Through Art Workshop, which is a one-day experiential art therapy workshop which taps into your innate creativity. And it focuses on accessing and reclaiming more positivity, more fun, and more joy into your life. So this workshop is going to be launched with adults in Joburg in April and in Cape Town in May, and thereafter with children's, with schools, universities, underprivileged communities, for corporate wellness days, work-life balance, etc. And the next course I'd like to introduce is a three-day art therapy seminar, which is an introduction to the process of art therapy, and it includes experiential art making daily as well as case studies. And it also includes basic theoretical art therapy concepts like boundaries, containment, safe space, and symbols. And so it's a combination of art therapy theory, case studies, and experiential. And all of the workshops that I run can be facilitated for existing groups, including corporate teams.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Samantha. So just in a nutshell for me to understand what art therapy is all about, we can get together as a group and we can do some fun art, we can have some fun together, and from there analyze what is going on in those pictures. And as a psychotherapist, you can then help me move forward and transcend blockages in my life. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's quite a great summary. It sounds like you've really got it. And so, yeah, working with the image, then I don't come up with like clever interpretations in order to take away person's own opportunity to find meaning in their life. And through the groups or working individually, we work together in exploring what the meaning is so that the person develops self-reflection and trust their intuition more and can grow and then apply what they've learned in their personal life as well as in their work field.
That was going to be my next question. Looking in the corporate environment, do you feel the corporate environment needs more creativity to be able to grow?
Absolutely. You know Einstein's famous quote that imagination is far more important than knowledge. I believe that creativity is so necessary in every part of a person's life because it's through the accessing the creativity that a person can be able to think out the box and be able to make important decisions and build on their strengths and integrate the use of the left and the right brain. So for corporates, that's really important because when you're creative, then you're being imaginative and you're being alive, and then there's so much more strengths that you have accessible to participate in group activities and to be able to lead a team and to communicate within a team and build relationships in a team.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, Samantha. What is the easiest route people can contact you?
My email address is info@arttherapy.co.za. That's two T's, info@arttherapy.co.za. My website is www.arttherapy.co.za, and my cell phone number is 083-326-6655.
Thank you again for your time, Samantha. This has been a really interesting interview, and I hope that we can chat again soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Taryn. It's always lovely to talk to you.
Have a lovely day. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.